Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up, ooh, all the dark.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You are waking up with Linda Mac Shannon. And guess what? It is Finding Our Friday. Where did this week go? And you know our show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. It is an organization with advisors and consultants and trainers that train in education, health, and wellness, and many, many other topics out there to help you reach your goal. We're skill builders, okay? CUC. And we'd like to say, pay attention, because we're on the move out there. The show is being handled. We're going to be short and sweet because it is Friday, and we know you guys got some things to do out there. But our topic is pay attention. And when you stay on and when Tiffany with an Eye comes on with us, you'll say pay attention to what? Before we want to go, we're telling you today, and it is male health and wellness. We want you to turn your dark into light. Share the journey. Talk to people and ask for help. We're all in this together. Some of us balanced and some of us unbalanced. But you know, the thing is, when you balance yourself, the light a candle for another, your path becomes brighter. So each one should always reach for one. Challenges, we have bad days. We're all human here. They move like the waves of the ocean, up and down. Don't worry about it. Challenge yourself. Push through that. And while you're going through your push, always, always reach out for someone. So we believe in each one, teach one here. We're going to get rolling, sit down, and relax down. And we're going to share some things with you that we want you to pay attention.
Thank you.
Reasons for every season that's going on out there. And we have the honor to have Tiffany with an I see it, change it. And I complete it on with us. Tiffany with an I, welcome in. Thank you, thank you. We know it's crazy out there for you with all those projects because it's crazy over here for me. And I know we're not out here by ourselves, but you know this is Mental Health Wellness Month. Okay, and it should be every day, but we have to keep our mental in check. And we appreciate you to come on and share with us. You know, before we get going, Tiffany, the moon is out there doing some crazy things, and we know we're in this Mercury retrograde. So when that's happening, that's moving direct out there, we have to be sharp and alert and pay attention of everything that we do, what we're around, our surroundings, and everything that we say, because that Mercury is communication. So I don't know how you want to come in with that, but can you give us some planetarium facts about what we're dealing with here? Because it's moving real quick.
Yes, it is, and thank you for having me on. I'm so glad to be here. First, let me just say that Mercury is out of retrograde, so we're direct now. And today, we have a new moon that's here.
Ooh.
And it is the first new moon in Taurus since 2021. That isn't an eclipse. So, you know, for a long time, we've had new moons and full moons and eclipse season, and we've had some crazy energy surrounding that. But we're finally going to experience harmony in this new moon.
Ooh.
And in the sign of Taurus. And it's ripe for manifestation, full of good vibes, and will ultimately bring us a time of peace. Thank goodness, right? Because we've had some tumultuous times with these other new moons and these eclipses at the same time, and we've had to do a lot of thinking, thinking about our relationships and the last one and all kinds of things. So this one we're going to, it's going to be harmonious, peaceful, and very favorable. So I'm excited about that. So essentially this moon is like, you're going to be, the meaning of this moon is like living its best life as it moves through the sign of the pleasure-seeking bull in Taurus. So we'll be better able to tend to our needs, comfort, connect to our emotions, you know, our pleasure. And, you know, Taurus brings all that out, especially as we start manifesting things in these areas. So I'm excited because, again, we have some harmony and peace where we haven't had for such a long time. And it'll bring a new page and a new phase of our lives. So that's beneficial, too. It's going to have a nurturing energy that will help us understand also how gifted, special, and talented we truly are. So, you know, in the past, we've always thought there was a need to compete with others. This moon is going to show you the beginning of no competition. We don't need to compete with anybody else because we're unique in our own right, right? Our own birthright, we're unique. That's why we're here on this planet as individuals. And we have a special uniqueness all to our own. So, and, you know, it will show the world that, you know, competition is really unnecessary as we're all unique individuals. And we can be our authentic selves, and that's encouraged, you know, at this new moon. So, again, it's a wonderful time to manifest and get serious about your own worth and know how much you have to offer to the world, you know, your talents and your gifts, and really focus on that. So, again, I'm excited because we have been through so much with the eclipses and the new moon and full moons throughout the last, I would say, 4 months or more, that this is just so welcoming.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us so we can kind of like understand what's happening when you talk about competition and competing. I always snickle about those things because, you know, I don't compete with anybody because I have I don't really believe in it because I have a tough time competing with my own self. I'm enough to deal with me. So I really don't have time to get out there. But why this is all happening, you know, we selected the title, Pay Attention. So even though this is a harmonious time and we're going to be living our best lives and this moon moving out direct in Taurus, all of that's good. But when we speak of paying attention, we know that things are happening. What is your take on paying attention? How would you send us off with that? It's like, pay attention to what? Pay attention to who? Pay attention why? So kind of like sharing that with us.
Well, pay attention, you know, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and there's a lot to pay attention to. And I know we had a full moon in Taurus, which focused on our relationships, right? Mm-hmm. And pay attention to your relationships, especially if you're out there dating or you're trying to find that one, or in any relationship. Usually there's some red flags that you encounter, but most people tend to want to ignore red flags.
Okay.
Pay attention to those red flags. I personally have just experienced something like that, and I saw some, and it took me 90 days, you know, to figure this out, and noticed some red flags. I paid attention to the red flag, notated it, and when it was, you know, time for me to move on in a peaceful manner, I did. But one of the red flags was Now, in this day and age, I don't know how you know anyone would take this since we have evolved, but the gentleman had said that he wanted somebody to put their dreams on hold as a woman, you know, the woman he wants to be with, to put their dreams on hold while they help him move and push him forward. And I just looked at him and I said, in what century are you referring? Because not this century, not the way that people are today. No one's going to really totally sit back and put everything on hold for someone else. I think, you know, especially women nowadays are very forthright in pursuing their dreams as well as they should. I mean, and yes, that's fine if you want to do that. It was kind of a really interesting statement to make, especially in this day and age. So, you know, good luck with that. That means to me the red flag was you're looking for somebody to do this for you, A, that in this day you're not up to date, and you might be controlling, you might have some other issues. So, you know, I listened to the conversation, we had the conversation, we finished the conversation, but we never really spoke thereafter. That was a red flag for me. And the sooner you can indicate, you could see the red flags, you know, understand them, know what you need to do, because intuitively you'll know what to do, and then proceed. But a lot of times we know what the red flags are, and we just kind of sit back and we wait as if to say, let me see if there's something else. Maybe, you know, you question your intuition, and you shouldn't. Your intuition is there to guide you. And you know, when you have that gut feeling, your intuition tells you something, use it. That's what it's there for. So, you know, a lot of people out there are dealing with emotional trauma that they have never healed from, recovered, and then coupled with the pandemic and all kinds of things. You just don't know. But I will always reference your guide as your intuition, because that'll tell you everything you need to know. So my thing for mental health awareness, as we're paying attention, is to pay attention to those red flags. They're there for a reason. You feel it in your gut. You know that it's wrong. Move forward. Don't even question it. Just move.
I like that. Thank you for sharing that with us. You know, you have to pay attention to everything to keep your mental balance, because my take is customer service. You know, I like to have that good customer service, and you and I both know that there's no such thing around here, and when you get it, you appreciate it. But if you're dealing with someone that has bad customer service, or, you know, when you are speaking on the telephone, before you release that line, you say, may I place you on hold, or I'm going to play. They just put you on hold. You don't know if they're there, they cut off, they did anything. I pay attention to organizations or companies that have that type of, shall we say, culture, because, see, you don't care about anything, and you sure don't care about me, because that's your first line entrance to you. And if your people don't have good customer service, then you don't provide a good service, as far as I'm concerned. So I pay close attention to that. Another thing I pay close attention to that I know that people can relate to, when you get invited to something and you get invited at the last minute, you should be in the number 1 through 5, top of that list, if they're thinking about you, okay? What I do, I have a list prepared already. So if there is an event that's happening or something, I already got my list planned out, so I won't overlook anyone or get anyone at the last minute. So I pay attention to those type of things. And definitely, you know, we talk about this all the time. I pay attention to who calls, and the only time they call is when they want something. Those are red, blue, orange, and yellow flags, okay? You don't need to have that in your spirit. Especially when we're trying to keep our self balanced, you know, we have to stay balanced up and puffed up so that we can keep lighting those candles for others to make our path brighter, not to have our path blocked. Okay, and it's a thing that you really should sit down and think about. You need to pay attention to everything, your surroundings. who was approaching you, where you, just pay attention, because it's like, it's a lot of imbalanced activity going on around here. You know, our minds are taking on many, many, many activities. So I like the topic, pay attention, because, and pay attention to you. Also, pay attention to your body. Pay attention to the health. You know, your body will speak with you. Pay attention to that. Don't neglect it, you know, like, oh, it's not there, and it will go away. You know, people say, well, you know, you're not a physician. I'm not a physician, but I know my body. Okay, so I don't need the physician. I know something is not quite right here, or I know something needs to be worked on here, because I know the body. To check out and mentioning when we talk about health and wellness, the Dr. Glenda Davis, she does the Defeat Diabetes program, and she's having a master program tomorrow. And for the Facebook listeners, she always advertises that way. So I hope you are paying attention to that, and I hope you registered in, because she has some education and some information for you that will, like, change your life. And these master classes, maybe they're 2 hours long, but it's very informational and very educational. I don't have a link. She doesn't do a link, but she's out there, and she's been out there for quite some time, and she knows her stuff. So that's Defeat Diabetes. There's master classes happening tomorrow morning, I think 9 o'clock. She starts at 11 Central. But if you're scanning on your Facebook and scrolling, you've seen it, and I hope you haven't passed it up, because it's some education that we all need to get out here. So I just wanted to say, pay attention in that way, and just pay attention to persons out there that are, they don't have the ability to reach out. We should know our minds, and we should know the signs to be able to look at an individual and walk up and say, are you okay, or why don't you dial this number, without even hearing the story. That's how we have to pay attention, starting with ourselves first, and then pay attention to others, okay? We're all off into this together. Wouldn't you say, Tiffany, with an ad?
I would say that, so much okay. So that I have now, you know, really taken on an initiative to bring awareness about emotional trauma to people, because I think that we walk around unknowingly or unaware that, you know, people are still suffering, and it's coming out in their behavior. So there are some things that you can do. There's some things that, you know, signs that you can look for, and I'm going to be talking to a friend of mine who understands this topic thoroughly and shares some of the triggers, like the top 10 triggers, like, or what you can, what if you notice this, then that's a sign. If you notice, you know, about 1 to 10 signs, so that we can start paying attention to other people, not only ourselves, but to other people. Because if you know that there's a sign and somebody might be triggered, then you can do something about it as an individual. And I'm not saying that everybody is, like, you know, on a really deep level. You know, they're very triggered, they're very emotional, and if they're there and they're too emotional where they need medication, of course you need to exit that situation, try to get out of that situation as soon as possible, and then, or, you know, get a number, you know, to call. I know if people, I don't know what the 3-digit number is for people to get help like that. I mean, you know, for emotional wellness, but I know if someone's, like, let's say they take it to the extreme and they're about to commit suicide, you can dial 988. And you get somebody on the phone. And I think those 3-digit numbers we should commit to memory, you know.
Yes.
Those, so that we, if we are in a situation like that, then we know what to do, or we can just call and get the help that someone else needs. And, you know, they're mild cases, and I'm not saying that everyone is going to be so mentally depressed that they're, you know, at that suicidal stage. But if they are, there's a place that, you know, you can give a three-digit number for them to call to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think as we pay attention, as you say, to all what's going on around us, we need to have, you know, some guidelines or some, like, well, here are the top 10 things to look for, or if you notice it, you know, this person may be triggered, or they might, you know, be experiencing something emotionally or triggered or something like that, and then you can deal with it. You know, you don't need to necessarily get in a fight, an argument
right,
with someone
right.
if you know, because you've already gotten a sign that this person could be emotionally triggered, then you know how to handle it. And most times they're not, you know. It's just kind of moving through it and, you know, being calm yourself, having a good, calm conversation, and moving away from the situation completely. You know, people can go from 0 to 60 very fast. And knowing how to bring them back down or to mm-hmm. kind of neutralize a situation like that is good. It's good knowledge to have. So,
yeah,
and
it's good,
you know,
for
it's,
you and good for them, too, because,
yes.
you know, that works both ways. So if you spot it and you're aware of it, but you also are aware of your mental health and your wellness, you're right. You go and stop, or you just walk away, okay? But you have to get away from it. They are not hearing you, so don't waste your energy in that way. So sometimes, you know, you might have to. You if you spot it and it's real crazy, you call it LAPD and you say send that SMART team out here, okay? They'll come and wrap them up, okay? Because there can be situations like that. But to try to convince, or we're not therapists, we're not psychologists, but we do care. So when you spot it, as you say, and I say pay attention, listen very closely to that individual. Listen very closely. And if you're trying to talk them down or tell them what they need to do, you're not hearing a thing that they're saying. So you have to take those deep breaths and pull back and assess the situation. And while you're assessing their situation, you assess your mental too, okay? Because there's no sense in both of y'all out there going to 60. Okay, that takes it up to 120, right? That's a event. So you don't want that to happen. But it is. Our minds are taking on extra activity. Our minds are being overworked. Even, you know, in my conversations, I have to make calls, and I'll tell them, look, if my volume of my voice escalates, it's not about you, because you're here trying to help me, but I'm tired of being bounced back and forth around, and I'm not having it. So what are we going to do about it? You know, and it triggers. It sets off different triggers, and especially with me, I love customer service. So, you know, I'm listening to you from the time you come on, I'm listening and talking in a healing way, because we all have to be healed out here, okay? We're all going through something, whether we admit it or not, whether we have recognized it or not. The awareness is what's important, you know, and I think that would be a great idea, talking about the 10 signs, because you and I know it's about 50 more that go with those 10 or more, okay? Because
yes, that's true.
We have and we're individuals, and we're all, as you say, unique. So Tiffany will do her Tiffany-ness, and Linda has her 52 personalities. You don't know exactly. I know my personalities, and I'll just say, excuse me, but I don't really think you want to meet all of them. And which number do you want today? Because I can call them up by numbers, okay? And the higher the number go, you got something to deal with. But see, I'm aware of that. So So because I am aware of my 52 personalities that I know I have, okay, I take it in very low and slow and try to listen and pay attention to who's up around me and what they're doing. Because like I said, anybody can go from 1 to 60 in a second, but it's nothing like seeing an event that has moved to 120, okay? Then it's really, really out of hand. So I'm so glad that you're going to be speaking of that emotional suffering. And, you know, Stephanie Haynes, that's what she deals with. She deals with trauma and abuse on a daily basis, all right? So she really has to keep herself in balance because, you know, being that sponge, being able to listen and recognize.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what she does. So, therefore, we love it when she comes on because she takes us in many, many different directions. But that's her thing, that trauma and emotional and abuse. That's what she does. So I always say, you know, speaking of people and how she says it and backing you up with what you stated, it starts at an early age. We carry this through life, and we carry that trauma in our mother's womb. See, that starts even before we get here. Okay? So we walk around, we don't admit, we don't know, we don't recognize. People, start paying attention to everything. Don't get so lackadaisical out there and happy that you're not paying attention. It's too much going on around you. They open up the borders, persons are coming in. So that's an influx. Everybody need to have a lifestyle and live good. I don't have a statement on that. But what are you letting up in here? We already got some up in here we can't deal with already. So we really have to start paying attention when you're dealing with your health plan and you got insurance out there. Pay attention to your insurance plans. Pay attention to the things that they send you on a monthly basis and see if you really have that service, okay? It's a lot of fraud going on out here. Pay attention. Pay attention to those text messages that are coming to you. Offering you all these things, don't have a phone number, a letterhead, or nothing. Don't deal with that. Do not deal with that. A thief is a thief. And now we're talking about, you and I have spoken about it, artificial intelligence, which has always been here. But now we have to uneducate to re-educate again, because that's going to be a whole new different type of thing, okay? So it is so much that is keeping the mind active. It's so many challenges out here. If you know what the word faith, F-A-I-T-H, and it can come from anywhere, whatever that faith might be, utilize it. It takes away the word fear, and it gives you what you need, and that is called courage, okay? To challenge yourself, challenge your bad days, pay attention to everything. Don't get comfortable out there. Pay attention. Always pay attention. So I picked that topic because, you know, we can take it anywhere. You know, we're not structured over here. We're not CNN. We just can share. And hopefully someone has taken some pointers, and I cannot wait to hear those 10 signs to bring about that awareness to emotional suffering, because we are all in this together, and we are all suffering together, and it's a thing. You enjoy what you enjoy, and you suffer what there is to suffer, because they go together. And once you can get that wrapped around your head, but you don't stay in that hole. You know, it's like, oh, my goodness, what you going to do? My word has always been said, no, it's not about what I'm going to do. It's what I got to do. See, that puts a different spin on it, don't it? See, when you're worrying about what you're going to do, that takes your mind somewhere else. But when you focus in on the next step and take on a responsibility, it's not what you're going to do, it's what you've got to do, okay? And what you take on time and anything that's moving around you or anything that's coming up in there does not have anything to do with what you get to do. Okay, you get to do it. Whatever it is, you are the one that gets to do that. So that's my take balancing out this mental health and wellness, because we are, some of us are balanced okay, and some of us are unbalanced. So, again, I will state this before we go. When you light a candle for another person, your path becomes brighter. But in order to light that candle for another individual, you must keep yourself balanced so that you can align another in the same manner that you align. And it takes hard work. But you know what? I have no doubt in our mind that we cannot get this done. Tiffany with a nine, we going to call it, find it out Friday. I have some information for mine for Monday. I'll share that with you. Hopefully you can join us in and spread the joy of what we would like those to be mindful of. I'm going to tell the listeners to please, please have a beautiful weekend. But whatever you do out there, we want you to pay attention. Tiffany, have a great evening. I'm signing off now. Waking up with Linda Maxine. And it is Find It Out Friday, so I hope we've been helpful. Love you, love you, love you.
song was saying, why don't you say it? You hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on the master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.